So I guess I need to atone for my sins. I have to come clean. I have to break the bad news to people that I recorded. We were trying to record an episode of the Pink Wheelnuts Garage with his honorable Big Fatty, and I fucked it up. I don't know if I fucked it up or if Big Fatty fucked it up, but I guess I gotta blame myself. So there we'll be talking about that. Well, let's just get that over with. So I was tempted to record an episode of Big Fatty. You've probably heard about it because you listen to much more interesting podcasts than this one. And didn't record the audio. So, you know, I'm old and out of shape. I haven't done a live show in so long. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I fucked it up. I don't know if I fucked it up or if Big Fatty fucked it up.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2369 of the BFO44, right? The 10th of February. 2017, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to get caught up on bacon and Vader calls. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, princesses. Big Fatty, I feel like a... No, not you. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you are princesses. You are princesses today. What, Big Fatty, are you going to give us a hint? Well, here's a hint. Yes, Big Fatty.
Pineapple princess, he calls me Pineapple princess all day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, we love the Pineapple princess. It's true, y'all, You are princesses today because on Saturday, y'all, it is that Kyle in the Hawaiian. It is his exiting of celebration of exiting the birthday. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And I just thought that, y'all, we hadn't heard from Kyle in Big Fatty. It's been a month of Sundays. It may be 2 months of Sundays. Yes, Big Fatty. I hope he's doing well, but we hadn't heard from him in forever, but instead of playing the happy celebration of exiting the birth canal music, I thought I'd just play the Pineapple Princess. Yeah, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. It just reminds us all of cute little Kyle in the Hawaiian, it's true. And y'all, His celebration of exiting the birth canal is tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 11th of February. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And Big Fatty, I'm sure everybody is getting their VD cards ready to get them in the mail. You just never know about these things. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, if you see Kyle in the Hawaiian, on the 20 or the Facebook, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of pineapple upside down cake.
You're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Yes, Big Fatty!
And y'all, now on yesterday's little show, y'all, we ran out of time right in the middle of Miss Bacon's cellular telephonic device call. Y'all, if I remember correctly, last we talked to Miss Bacon, she was standing in a liquor store sending up some sort of smoke signals. Yes, Big Fatty!
When now join Miss Bacon's call already in progress.
But I'm headed to the school to pick up Little Miss because I'm going to go to Tightwad Tuesday movie. So anyway, I'm a tightwad and I go and I have Smelly by this. Okay, so I'm a chubby little Indian and I do not buy alcohol because I do not like stereotypes. So I never buy alcohol. So I like stand like an aisle away from him and I send him smoke signals and to buy this Jack Fire. So anyway, he goes and he buys the Jack Fire. I take it home, put it in the freezer. I see the comment on FaceSpace. I go to the freezer because, you know, I love to take pictures and post them or whatever and then tag people, which if you can untag yourself or if you'd rather not be tagged with one of my stupid pictures, then by all means, just say so. And if you get mad, so Tommy had this really cool picture or whatever, so I sent it to my daughter, Sydney. So I send it to her while she's at school and I'm just like, oh my God, she's going to die laughing. Thinking she's going to die laughing, and her response was so cute. That girl, she just loves that Tommy and Terry too. But anyway, I go, and if you don't want me to post like your pictures or tag you or whatever or steal your pictures, just say so. I, you know, no harm, no foul. I will respect you or whatever. So anyway, I'll probably quit talking to you forever, but I'll just still, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so anyway, I go and I'm like, I'm gonna, in the comments on the FaceSpace, I'm gonna post a picture of my bottle of Jack. Hey, I'm car number 7 in line. I'm gonna post my picture of Jack and Goo is gonna be so proud of me for like drinking. And so like seriously, Goo would be proud of me for drinking, which it wasn't even cracked. It had been in the freezer for like 10 days now. So anyway, I go and I set the bottle of Jack on the shelf above okay, so I didn't want to take a picture of the French fries that the bottle of Jack was laying on because I just don't want anyone judging me that I have frozen fries in my freezer or whatever. So I go and I set the bottle on the shelf above it and it slipped out of the fridge. So as soon as I go, oh my God, and like I probably might have said something else, but anyway, I'm just gonna say that I said, oh my gosh. And so I go and Smelly comes out and helps me clean up the mess because that's how he do. He rescues me all the time. And so anyway, we're picking up shards of glass from everywhere or whatever. I mean, it must have just hit just perfect because you know the bottle is square and like all the square pieces of the bottle were just like, and I should have saved them. Anyway, I could have put them in a mosaic. So anyway, I go and I'm cleaning up and he's like, get a straw. Like, seriously, if I would have cleaned the floor better, you know, in the last week or whatever, I probably would have. But anyway, this message is like really super long and it might not even be able to be emailed. So,
yeah, Gussie, all that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for filling up today's little show, too. Hey, I tell you what. Thank you so much for the call. I'm so sorry to hear that you have a drinking problem. And Big Fatty, it was definitely a problem when it hit the floor. It's true. And, but I'm sure Miss Bacon that you will resolve the situation. And, I guarantee it'll never happen again. Will it? No, Big Fatty, it'll never happen again. Although after that call, I may have to have a drink. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Excuse me. It's me, Larry. Mergen Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You're emerging because I'm merging off of the I, or the 26, as they say, onto my exit, and no one is letting a fat person over. They are acting like they, oh, hell, here comes the 40. Sorry, I didn't think you were going to pick up so soon. Oh, Big Buddy, I just want to tell you, boy, I have learned something in the last few days. It really is learning. It's reminding me of how much you don't know. That Big Fatty using the internet is bad. But Big Fatty using the computer in general, terrible. Big Fatty, by the way, when one of the coal miners says it makes me put a capital in that field, yet you have to press the shift button, the up arrow, to turn off the capital. I just let you go with it today, but I know you don't know. Even though you have an iPhone, I'm gonna say it. Poor Big Fatty don't know. And also, I have touched an awful lot of coal miners, not inappropriately, today. If I get the flu or the death plague, again, from the hundreds that I touched today, will be very unhappy. So, all right. Well, I am almost at the Vader family compound. It's 7 p.m. I had to take a little siesta at the coal mine after work today because I couldn't get home because traffic was so bad and I wasn't about to sit in it. So I just clocked out, put my feet up about 4:15. All right. Gotta run. You're fat.
Yeah, I can see all that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. I'm sorry it's taken so long for me to get these voice letters played, but and y'all, I think I've still got five or so to go. Not to mention the so-so questions, but Vader, you know that Big Fatty and the computers, he does not know how to use the computers nor the cellular telephonic devices. No, Big Fatty.
Oh my god. Okay, so I have to go to the store and pick up my ring, my new ring that I got last year for my 25th wedding anniversary, which is just really weird because I'm only 40, which means I got married when I was 15, according to my little Aussie Scotty. So anyway, I go and I pick my ring up or whatever, and I was like, oh yeah, I just picked up my rocks. Maybe I shouldn't call them rocks. Maybe I should call them glass. And then instantly I think about Farty and his colonoscopy or whatever. Don't ask me why. But anyway, then I saw the tweet from a Seder and I couldn't help myself but to say, to say what I said. And it was funny. Oh my God. All right. Well, goodbye then. That's how I dare.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, what was it she said in the tweet? I have no idea. I have no memory, but evidently it had something to do with Big Fatty. Maybe it was some debris or something from the colonoscopy. No, I don't think so. I got nothing. I've just got nothing. No, Big Fatty, you got nothing.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On my way to see Miss Shirley. It's Saturday afternoon. I was going to wash the car, but... excuse me. Got a little frog in my throat. I was going to wash the car, but it really is too chilly. It's too cold to be out there getting all wet. I think it's going to be in the 60s tomorrow, so... Hopefully I can get out my extender hose and wash up the old Dixie Stampede and get it cleaned up. But look, I'm just calling because I think I missed the end of that Dubious Intent featuring Daniel Beaver. And I just want to say how sad it is that it really, Adam could run off even Daniel. And I mean, you know, I don't believe in that.
I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Vader, you know, you bring up the point about you being chilly. Well, y'all, it is chilly willy here for right in Charleston. Y'all almost had to put on the thermal camisole. Yes, Big Fatty, the thermal camisole today because y'all is just... yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, it's supposed to warm up almost to 80 degrees by Sunday, I think. Big Fatty, it's a roller coaster of weather ratting.
Big Fatty, yow, it's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And that was a little deliberate, but I'm not really going to Georgia. I've got to go to... Wait, where am I going? Nashville. The orange hat at the coal mine. Can't go. Go for... I need you to go for me, which is fine. I know a lot of the people that are going to be there at the big coal miners convention. I will go, and I'm going to wear a suit and, you know, all that good stuff. Get 8 a.m. breakfast and all that loveliness where I have to pretend that I don't hate life at 8 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, I was just listening to the final episode of that Dubious Intent, and well, none of us thought it would last that long, quite honestly, because, you know, Daniel, Adam, that's all enough said, really. But I was thinking about it. You know, with that Daniel Bieber moving over to the Atlantis, that's going to make him very close. And so I wanted to make sure he knew he was welcome here in the podcaster and guest suite at the Bat Villa anytime. Any time he'd like to come. And also that I...
Fatty, why is that? I didn't hang up on Veda. Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Veda, you know, I couldn't remember earlier this week where Veda was this week. And y'all, that's where he was. He was in Nash, Vegas. In Nash, Vegas. And anyway... I think he is back in the coal mine today, but I guess we'll have to wait and see if he shows up. Yes, Big Betty! The Vader and Bacon Show! Yes, Big Betty, and still more to come, it's true.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that half-ass, mediocre, so-so bumper for this mediocre, so-so question. What do you call this? Promotion. And y'all, speaking of Kathy Marshall, she says, Big Fatty, the Laughing Buddha has been the spam ambassador of the BFO. I'm curious, how did he get this title? What does it mean? Mr. Laughing Buddha is neither a Nigerian prince nor a potted meat product. Thank you, Big Fatty, and happy month of mediocrity. P.S., he said duties. Kathy, thank you so much for the posting over there at the BFO. And these are absolutely mediocre so-so questions. The Laughing Buddha is the self-appointed spambaster of the BFO, I believe, and I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but I believe that the Minneapolis St. Paul area is a leading producer of the spiced ham meat product known as Spam. I think that's basically he got the title out because of location services. Location services, that just, yes, Big Betty, spambassador by virtue of location services, that's just, yes, that's a perfect so-so answer to a perfect so-so, Nick, I see, y'all, I've gotten some calls and some other questions sent in, so hopefully we'll get to them next week. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely just a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the this weekend, we're Granny and Durwood and I are going out for another celebration of exiting the birth canal, so I won't be on that stick it with a poke again. But yeah, that's okay, because y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, I'm sure if you and I were over there at Stick It With a Poke, what do you think Gavin would be saying?
Man, I fucked it up. I don't know if I fucked it up or Big Fatty fucked it up.
Oh, I'm sure Gavin fucked it up. He usually fucks most everything up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.